What does the law do? It exposes our self-righteousness. It exposes our desire to be God. It exposes our rebellion. And it even, St. Paul says this elsewhere, when the law comes, God's good and perfect law. It would be great if we all followed it, but we don't. When the law comes and we don't follow it, it even fans our sin into flame all the more, a raging forest fire. And still we make no headway, and still we strain forward as if we can make some ground when we can't. And what does God do? He so easily could have passed on by, but no, coming our way, seeing our distress, he gets into the boat. Jesus gets into the boat. Isn't this just like Jesus? That he gets into the boat really should be no surprise to us at all. For he got into our flesh, first of all, didn't he? Paul says that in Philippians, giving up all the riches that he had there in heaven before his Father, giving up all of his inheritance, he came down and took on our flesh. He was born, he slept, he ate. He enjoyed and endured mother and father, sisters and brothers and friends. He learned and labored and rested, and he prayed, just as he does here in this gospel reading today. He was tempted and did not fall, and ultimately he suffered. Jesus got into all these places with us, so that in this life, hear this, the first splash of gospel today, in this life, we are never alone. You are never alone. And then he went to the cross for us as a substitute. The great exchange, the holy one for the damned. Paul also says this, he became sin who knew no sin, so that you and I could become the righteousness of God. And so we are. And then Jesus went into the grave ahead of us, so that even in the grave, you will not be alone. And he broke out the back of the grave in his resurrection, emptying the grave of its full sentence, changing it from the place of final and complete loss to the place of momentary rest for those of us who are in Christ. And Jesus will come again and raise the dead and gather all who are living, who trust in him, and usher in new life. No headwinds, no straining, no rebellion, no death. Take heart, Jesus says. It is I, do not be afraid. Those were his words here before climbing in the boat, or take again, receive again his words at the resurrection. Peace be with you. My peace be with you. Jesus has forever gotten into the boat with hard-hearted sinners like us. But he does not leave us there in our hard-heartedness. Of course, there is another type of sinner too. The one who by the law isn't just proud and brash, isn't just hard-hearted, but the one who by that same law has been broken and crushed by their sin in the face of the law. They know that they are not God and cannot become God. So they cry out to God for help. And Jesus comes to these sinners also. For when they got to shore, the text continues, the people immediately recognized Jesus and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And listen to these last gospel words. And as many as touched it were made well. And so you hard-hearted sinners here at Shepherd in the Pines, today Jesus does not pass you by. He sees your hard hearts and your headwinds. He has climbed in fully with you. He has gone to the cross as a substitute for you. He now speaks words of peace and calm to you in the resurrection. By your baptism into his death and resurrection, he has changed your hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. But hear also this. Even so, you broken and despairing sinners, for every one of us here is both hard-hearted and broken and despairing. Hear this then also, you despairing sinners. Jesus comes to you today, even in the supper we will soon receive, and he will touch you with his very body and blood. And as many as touched Jesus were made well, and so we are made well again here today. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Holy Spirit, and God's people say,
Amen.
Amen.